try that again. Session 39, December 26th, Aces House in Cranford.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey Jacob, what's there to play with here? What's here? Oh, you're right. There's a lot to explore in this house, isn't there? No, he's working on, he's using the wrong end of the pencil, I'm keeping an eye. Oh, I did find a telephone cord and stuff home. I'll bring it over when I see one and sit. I did find a telephone.
Have you ever gotten one of those conversations with me?
Phone conversations? A couple. So my impressions of the rising intonation counter at the beginning are on tape. Come on, Jacob. Just throw some in your way.
Jacob?
Take us to Lisa.
Where are we going?
Jacob? Take us to Lisa.
I don't know. I don't see the little band that was here.
George, look in the metal chest.
Jacob, wanna bring me the xylophone? Very sensible to have the stick attached. What's the matter? Did it bite?
Jacob do a couple of the things that Annie was trying to get him to do, but what they were just trying to remember them.
We got some more done on Friday.
Well, one thing, I don't know if maybe she got this, but put an object that he wanted out of his reach, but on top of an object that was in his reach. She tried to create that situation once in a while, and she didn't succeed.
Yeah, we didn't get any action on that this time either.
Well, he did, I mean, there's a piece of cream cheese on a plate that he couldn't actually. Him cheese, but he couldn't use the plate and he pulled the treasure from something.
What?
Been using the word down repeatedly with respect to himself. Falling.
More pain today?
Yeah.
Did you have
some
pain today?
Yeah. Been giving him a bath every day. It's been calming him down.
You two do sound wheezy. Very wheezy. I thought that. watching videotapes of myself on Sunday and being rather flabbergasted, because really the best adjective to describe the whole way I was interacting with him was that I was flirtatious. And I felt a little chagrined at that, but there was no other word for it. No, there wasn't.
I can understand
that. I'm not so sure I ought to look at myself as making me very self-conscious, but I can't leave all those tapes till the end. I have a terrible backlog.
Down.
Yes, you go down.
Are you giving me the pencil, Jim? Grandma.
Was that a comment on you sitting down? What's the matter?
Flexible, but it goes out. Do you see any like that?
No, you know you're not supposed to go into the bathroom.
Oh,
no,
look at him.
Jacob.
Oh, full of mischief.
All right, mischief, I'll close the door.
Mischief.
Mischief, yes.
Mom, is there any cheese left in there?
Mischief.
Hey, we saw put the booty on, Jacob. Let's put it on. Come on, let's put the booty on. Come on over, I'll put it on you. He's a great kid for me to have. I mean, I could have studied somebody's cranky kid,
yeah.
But I could go home worn out after it then. That's why it's...
He's very good at him. There's a sense of humor.
Yep.
About you. Wow. Well, this is a
No,
take him down. Why did you sit down? The oldest guy.
parents now. Babysitter's coming last, right, Jacob?
Well, I guess you have to show a whole bunch of pictures and then draw pictures of himself and you should look at the difference.
He understands about seeing other people in mirrors.
Yeah.
But we used to have these games in which we both look in a mirror and the first we meet gazes in the mirror and then the real world back and forth. It was very neat.
What is in your mouth? Is that a big marble?
Up. Jacob, don't put it on the floor. Put it on the table. Put it on the table here. On the table. Now, she should go on the table, not on the rug. Or your grandparents are going to have a grand rug cleaning after you leave. Throwing things today, sir. Sure that my presence means you're going to leave him.
I guess that's a reasonable assumption, isn't
it?
What do you want to turn, little one? It's the first time I've seen you do that.
What is it?
Aha!
Did he just go oi oi oi?
Yes, because he wanted to turn them. He was about 18 away from them and June carried
them. If you turn loose, Jacob, I can make it go oi oi oi. If you turn loose, I'll show you how. Look. Here. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you. Now watch. Watch.
Hey, George, help me.
Help me what?
He's
good.
Yes.
Paper. You are.
Maybe you should move that other basketball.
I wouldn't be surprised if he could break these things too.
Oh,
somewhere that I haven't been able to figure out. There's nothing to be given.
Ooh, Jacob, that's
nice.
Not a good idea.
Jacob, let's do something else for a while. Let's do something else for a while. Yeah, he used it the other day to announce his, it was part of a whole show he was putting on. And he came out from hiding. And he was really a scream. He came out from behind Jimmy, was mugging and bowing almost. Really urging, but putting on a show, and one of the times he said that's
the
thing.
Maybe he uses it in terms of presentation, just presenting himself.
I don't know.
Are you bouncing?
I'm sort of suggest that kids don't have all that much freedom to invent new categories because nobody can figure them out.
Yes.
You can invent as much as you like, but they're gonna have to go after a while.
Believe it or not, Jacob, I'm not going away today.
Go away, away, away.
Away? Jacob, if you were a smart chimpanzee, you could push something over and I hate to be disrupting things. I'm afraid I might very well be the problem. Jacob, can't help it. I need some data. I need some data. I can't let you get away from me.
In your direction.
You didn't gift wrap it. What? What's in there?
Yeah.
Marble. It's a marble. Up. Yeah, you got up.
I thought I was pursuing it myself.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it might have been a very interesting. It's something else. Have these when I was a mommy. Jacob, you're probably a danger to the community walking around like that.
He has been known to be.
Yeah.
your mommy.
With a tube of something harmless. You don't want it anymore. Oh, whoops, that didn't go very well. You've been mashing cheese very nicely. I'll turn it off for a while. Push me down. Push me down.
Yes.
You can see it go around. Games with names to find out if he's listening to the names.
Some kids like names of objects, but Jacob, although he may learn them, doesn't have any response to them unless there's something he wants about the object. Only if he feels like giving you the object can you get anything to register. Then you call it prolegomena. Jacob, you're out of earshot again. About this time.
Are you hiding?
I don't know what he's doing.
He's doing well, that's great.
Why don't you come on out with me so you can let your daddy work?
Eight? Which restaurant did you go to on which day? On which day did you go to which restaurant? Did you buy which book?
I think this is right, there are cases where you would use the other one.
You want to rule it out for some reason?
No, I'm trying to determine whether. See, I have the intuition that one of them is slightly less natural than the other one. The same intuition that you reported. Such a mess.
Somebody told me that if you say, who remembers where Charlie shot who, that excludes the I do response.
Who remembers where Charlie shot who?
I can, doesn't exclude it for me.
As opposed to who remembers who Charlie shot where? I'll tell you what I think is the case. I had never noticed that myself, but after it was pointed out, it did seem to me that I do was less natural as a response to who remembers where Charlie shot who than to who remembers who Charlie shot where. And the difference is correlated, presuming there is one, with the difference between where did he shoot who.
Okay, it's in the very back of the refrigerator.
And who did he shoot where?
What does it tell you?
Where did he shoot who as opposed to who did he shoot where? Where did he shoot who is odd. Right? Who did he shoot where is fine. And the thing is that it seems that although there's no absolute prohibition, there's a tendency not to cross WHs if you don't have to.
What? In his crib, probably. Right beyond the bathroom.
That way, go all the way down, so the last door on your left. Isn't it? What are you laughing at, your monkey?
I
have
No.
Why are you hitting me? So, how would that...
Because if the both WHs are indexed downstairs, then the one you move should be determined by nothing except the normal constraints on moving WHs in the same clause. And the only constraint operative is that you tend not to cross. If one of them's indexed upstairs, though, that's the one that can't move, then the other one must move. Which means that if you go to the trouble of moving the where across the who, the where must be indexed downstairs and the who upstairs. The where is going to be indexed downstairs in any case since it moves downstairs. But that's an indication that the who is upstairs, preventing you from having moved it downstairs. So to the extent that those judgments exist, it's an argument against Kuno and Robinson, who claim that there is no indexing. If there's no indexing whatever, then...
No, there's no point
in
checking where
you're going to
bother.
See, what they claim is that there's...
Oh, no, 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 no.
You coming out to play with me? You coming out to play with me? Come on out here. Let's see what we can find to do.
Thank you.
Was he delivering that speech to you or to himself, as far as you could tell?
I think to me.
I think we've just got some milk on your nice rug here.
Continuous functions, that's a little bit like a little thing. Nothing personal. Oh, gently. Gently with those books. Careful. Oh, no, don't bend the book. No, not down.
Jacob was announcing the plan to not close down.
He's going,
that's correct.
Whoop!
No, he's saying down.
Want to take a
yeah, but just a minute. John believes that he's taller with the than he is with the fervor that he could hardly live.
Lovely thing.
Well, I think it's basically unambiguous.
It's ambiguous.
Yeah, all I'm asking you to do is compare that. So John believes with a fervor that you can hardly imagine that he's taller than he is, which I think is much easier to get a sensible reading. Do you want Jacob to pick the structure? try to bury the gun out of the dirt. If not, you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Yeah, I think the stupid meeting is easier, much easier to get things in.
It's much more prominent because the other one is much harder.
Perhaps.
I don't know. I just can't. I have such a hard time making myself get stupid reading.
Well, I'm not talking about
it. If that's so, then it's easy. I mean, with you, then one should be more acceptable than the other one. John believes that he's taller than he is, with a fervor that you can hardly imagine. It should be worse than John believes with a fervor that you can hardly imagine that John's taller than he is, that he's taller than he is.
No, the thing is that for me, to get the stupid reading is enough hard work so that even if the sentence tends toward it, it won't push me there unless I remember. First,
no, I'm saying that you don't need to get the stupid reading at all. If you don't get the stupid reading, then one of those eliminates the reading that makes sense.
No,
sound bad to you.
No, I don't have any trouble getting the reading that makes sense out of me.
If you need another nap.
He wants to make sure his mummy isn't going away. He's much happier with me going away. Bang! Bang, bang. You know what I'm talking about. Bang, bang. Hmm? You want to bang again? Bang, bang. Your grandfather will love that, I'm sure. Yeah. Where'd your mommy go? Where's your mommy? Where's mommy?
Going out, going away.